This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
A second grader who pointed a pencil and made shouting noises in a Suffolk, Virginia elementary school is the latest to be suspended in zero-tolerance gun incidents. Although the teacher wrote on the suspension notice, "I told him to stop, and he did," she nevertheless reported the incident to the next level, and the principal suspended the 7-year-old and his fellow pencil-wielding classmate for 2 days. A school representative said, "A pencil is a weapon when it is pointed at someone in a threatening way and gun noises are made." Despite community outrage at this silly reaction by the school, school administrators continue to defend their actions. The father of the suspended boy is a Marine Corps veteran. He said his son is a good student and never had any discipline problems. His son told him, "Well, I was pretending to be a Marine and the other guy was being a bad guy." In other zero-tolerance nonsense, some educators around the country are being scared by plastic Hello Kitty bubble guns, Pop-Tarts bitten into something like the shape of a gun, and toy World War II soldiers on top of cupcakes. Some parents say that zero-tolerance policies enforced without common sense make a mockery of the real issue of school safety. Stripping little boys of their masculine tendency to engage in military play is harmful, not helpful. When school administrators take zero tolerance to these extremes, they become fear-mongering strangers to common sense, rather than responsible adults looking out for the safety of all students. And it's not just boys who are the victims of zero-tolerance silliness. In a California school, an 11-year-old girl was suspended for doing cartwheels and handstands during lunchtime.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you. Tell you what to do, what to think and what to feel. Who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men. Machine men, with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines, you are men. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. Choose the power to make this life a wonderful adventure. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. A world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass and dictators die. The power they took from the people will return to the people. Let us all unite.
All right, folks, we are back. Again, you're in the Corporation Nation. I am Clint Richardson. I don't want to get off thread here, so I'd like to let the National Governors Association tell you what it is in its own words, its own arrogant admission, because it's not afraid of you. Because it knows you don't know that this is happening. I'm hoping to change that, of course, but it knows. These organizations, these politicians, the reason they're so smug and arrogant is because they know that you have no idea how your government is actually run. You have no idea that all of this legislation is being created in private non-governmental associations and then rubber stamped. Again, because they now go back to their prospective states after conspiring together in Washington, D.C. under the auspices of a nonprofit organization, and they lobby their own legislature. They lobby themselves. If you can imagine that that is the case, imagine someone lobbying themselves. Hey, hi, Clint, I'm the governor. I just wanted to let you know that we governors all wrote this legislation and wanted to know if you'd promote it in your state. And then I would again say to myself, well, sure. Sure, I'm the governor of the state. I have a lot of power here, so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to lobby for what you created in your private association. You know, it's nuts. It's absolutely nuts. And make no mistake, these are lobbying organizations that are lobbying their own product to themselves. I can't get that out enough. So let's read from the National Governors Association here. Again, how your government really works. Who we are, quote, founded in 1908, this is how long this has been going on. Founded in 1908, the National Governors Association, or NGA, is the collective voice of the nation's governors and one of Washington, D.C.'s most respected public policy organizations. Its members are the governors of the 55 states. You heard that right, folks. Its members are the governors of the 55 states, territories, and commonwealths. Okay? Let's go back a minute. The collective voice of the nation's governors. Now, if you're in Texas, and I know some of you are, or let's say you're in New York, or let's say you're in California. Now, did you move to Texas because you wanted your governor to act collectively with the governors of Texas and New York? Likewise, did you go to New York because you wished that your governor of New York would act collectively with Texas and California? How about you in Kansas? Huh? Did you know that you don't really have a sovereign country or state that you have a governor that acts collectively. You have mayors that act collectively. Did you know that? Because it doesn't matter what state you live in anymore. You are a nation, no longer of states. So, its members, members are the governors of the 55 states. I just love that that's on their own website. NGA provides governors and their senior staff members with services that range from representing states on Capitol Hill and before the administration on key federal issues to developing and implementing innovative solutions to public policy challenges through the NGA Center for Best Practices. Okay, best practices. Anytime you hear that, that is a United Nations function. That is Agenda 21. Any kind of best practices coming from an international sector. NGA also provides management and technical assistance to both new and incumbent governors. In other words, a little Common Core education to make sure the governors are understand what they're getting into, and that they have to be part of the mafia. Well, that's an insult to the mafia, the organized crime that is government. How about that? What we do, quote, through NGA, governors identify priority issues and deal collectively with matters of public policy and governance at the state and national levels. Did you hear that? Okay, governance is something that collective shareholders do in corporations. Okay, these guys might as well. They're like the board of directors of the nation. Okay, besides Congress, they're literally, let's say they're the franchise owners of McDonald's, and they all get together and they pretend to be individual, even though they're acting collectively, as they say on their own website. Okay, governance at state and national levels. Quote, the National Governors Association Center for Best Practices, again, an international concept, NGA Center develops innovative solution to today's most pressing public policy challenges and is the only research and development firm that directly serves the nation's governors. Okay, when they say public policy challenges, what that really means is that there's a bunch of laws that prevent them from doing what they're doing, which is why they travel outside of their states into a neutral, it's a sanctuary. It's a place that allows them to conspire and not have it be against the law. That's basically what they're talking about. They're avoiding their own laws in order to collectively work together to break those laws and then going back to their states and pretending to be Democrats and Republicans and good little governors. It's just not the case, folks. All right, so there's a little more here. It says the Council of Chief State School Officers, this is also very important, part of the NGA, is a nonpartisan, nationwide, nonprofit organization. There's that word again, nonpartisan, meaning forget your political parties. They don't exist. There is no left and right. It's all crap. Nationwide nonprofit organization of public officials who head departments of elementary and secondary education in the states, the District of Columbia, the Department of Defense, Education Activity, and five U.S. extra state jurisdictions. The Council of Chief State School Officers provides leadership at advocacy, in other words, lobbying, and technical assistance to major educational issues. The council seeks member consensus. What is that? That is the Delphi technique, another international Agenda 21 thing, on major educational issues, and expresses their views to civic and professional organizations, federal agencies, Congress, and the public. Again, a nonprofit, nonpartisan, non-governmental organization influencing, who just happen to also be the head departments, the heads of departments of elementary and secondary education and the Department of Defense. These guys are getting together again and conspiring to pass Common Core standards, to bring in the United Nations to a city, county, state near you, district. Okay, one last thing here. I just love this because it's like catching a villain monologuing. It's like it's the arrogance of what they're saying here it just floors me, and I hope it floors you. I hope that you'll pull your children out of this voluntary system we're talking about. The work of the Military Child Education Coalition, MCEC, is focused on ensuring quality educational opportunities for all military children affected by mobility, family separation, and transition. Another 501c3 nonprofit worldwide organization, the Military Child Education Coalition, performs research, develops resources, conducts professional institutes and conferences, and develops and publishes resources for all constituencies. Ah, well, we'll be back here. Unbelievable. How's the people living in the street? Oh, there's a solution.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Neighbor, welcome again to this neighborhood. I'd like to show you something. You know what this is? Or maybe if I press this button.
There are so many things to learn about in this world, and so many people who can help us learn, and so many people who can help us learn.
Did you ever grow anything in the garden of your mind?
In the garden of your mind.
So you can grow ideas.
Let me tell you, again, our governors create this. They go back to their states. They lobby themselves and legislature, pretending to be Democrats and Republicans, suddenly find a bipartisan bone in their body, and miraculous things start to happen, and legislation is passed that was created by themselves in private non-governmental associations. That's basically how your government works on all levels. Unfortunately, that's the reality. You can choose to turn away from that reality, or you can start facing it and doing something about it. So, what in the heck is going on here? Let me read you some things from the military's website. This is a army.mil website. It says that more schools in the Army Training System, or TASS, are teaching, or soon will be teaching, the standalone Common Core for basic and advanced NCO courses. That includes the Army's Basic Non-Commissioned Officers course and the Army's Advanced Non-Commissioned Officer course. It says the Army school system is one system, one standard. So every soldier taking the standalone Common Core will receive identical training no matter which school he or she attends. This is how they want all school and all children to learn as well. Sergeant Major Steve Murrill, Chief of the NCO branch of the Army's Training and Doctrine Command, or TRADOC. Did you hear that? The Army has a Training and Doctrine Command. It says training is conducted as distance learning broadcast through video teletraining. Again, Common Core is very keen on computerizing and transhumanizing your children. I want you to be very clear on this point. A lot of soldiers have complained that they don't get any hands-on training because of this type of indoctrination training through computers and video long-distance learning. By the way, distance learning is not just a term. It's a product offered as so many other products are offered. Some of the products from the Core Corporation include there's words like intervention is a product. That's a service. There's IT staffing and data collection, which has to do with all of that monitoring behavior and everything. You have all of these teacher staffing is probably the most important part because you're actually teaching the teachers instead of teaching the children. And as long as the teachers want a paycheck, they'll basically teach the kids anything that you want them to. Basically, you know, that's how government operates. It withholds benefits if you don't, or fires you, or just doesn't hire you at all, because now a private corporation in India named Core Education and Technology Services, with its subsidiary in America, Core ECS, Education Consulting Services, is now one of the major players in the education, again, capital E, for-profit privatization movement of education. That corporation in India is doing teacher staffing for many, many states. I believe it's in the 40-something different states. It's controlling the IT and the data collection. A foreign corporation, folks. This is what Common Core standards and all of the accompanying legislation allows. It allows for the privatization of education. This is why Microsoft, Dell Computers, Core out of India. This is why all of these companies, Texas Instruments is another one, Scholastic. This is why all these companies are so interested in this, because it allows them to enter into what's called a public-private partnership, a long-term lease agreement to provide students with their services or products. Well, of course, what's happening through Common Core and its initiatives and all these standards and best practices that are coming along is that the school districts are then forced through legislation to, of course, not let any child be left behind, which really stands for the code of never let a child get ahead. And what it does is it allows for it allows for companies like Microsoft and Dell and Intel and all that goes with the computers to be required. In other words, school districts will be required to fund Dell computers for all of their children. iPads, whatever else Microsoft has. Apple, Microsoft, Dell computers. You see, this is how privatization works. And, of course, privatization happened in this country with the advent of Executive Order 12803, which was George Bush Sr. in the early 90s. And you can read that, or you can go to my article on my blog, which is United States and its Military Now Rotten to the Core. That's the name of my latest article. It's a very hefty research project of which I'm reading to you right now. So back to the military. So we have the Army Training and Doctrine Command. We have the non-commissioned officers and the advanced non-commissioned officers. We have all of the training for basically all of the military happening under Common Core standards. Now, why is this important? They have things called Primary Leadership Development Course, which is very similar to teaching teachers how to handle students. It's teaching generals and captains and sergeants how to handle their soldiers who come from a Common Core education, of course. Non-commissioned officer course, USA Sergeant's Major course. In order to become a sergeant major, you are required to go through Common Core. It is, in fact, listed as a prerequisite for promotion. Okay, so this is also another, well, similar tool. It is the mark of the beast. If you don't enter into Common Core, you cannot get a promotion. It's simple as that. If you don't go through Common Core, you can't, if you don't teach Common Core, you can't be a teacher. You see, it's very clever. Yes. Let's switch gears here and talk why, let's discover why this is such an important thing that Common Core is in the military. Because again, as I mentioned earlier, the ADL or Anti-Defamation League is writing a lot of these lesson plans. One of the more familiar ones people might be familiar with is Unheard Voices, Stories of Lesbian, Gay, and Transgender History. This is an education curriculum. This is from the ADL website, by the way. This is an education curriculum course to be taught to youngsters in grammar, middle, and high school, and labeled as lessons in civics, history, language arts, and life skills, working with others, and, of course, the also listed as visual arts. Unheard Voices, the Stories of Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender History, straight from the ADL. Okay. Very interesting. Now, when we read a little bit about that learning tool, it says this. Correlations, quote, correlations of lessons to the Common Core state standards for English language arts and literacy in history, social studies, science, and technical subjects. Okay, so the ADL, as a private non-governmental association, just like the National Governors Association, is writing the lessons through the public-private partnership model. Okay, privatization means that schools will be literally required, depending on the legislation of each state, to accept ADL lesson plans. This, you know, I don't say this just because it's the ADL. If it was the KKK or the Boy Scouts or any other private association out there, it would be just as concerning. It's one-sided. It is not healthy, period. And we'll get more into this. I'm not going to take calls today, folks. I do apologize. I just want to get this all this information out on the shows. Back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My neighbor, welcome again to this neighborhood. I'd like to show you something. You know what this is? Maybe if I press this button.
Imagine every person that you see is somewhat different from every other person in the world. Some can do some things. Some can do others. Did you ever think of the many things you've learned to do? Many things.
All right, folks.
Did you ever grow anything in the garden?
Welcome back to the Corporation Nation radio program. We are talking about Common Core. And you're about to find out why I say this is such a dangerous tool of, not for, but of, international Zionism, specifically the ADL. Let's read what the heck's going on here with the ADL. And this is going to, this should be all that you need to know. This next fact that we're going to get to, this next lesson curriculum plan is all you should need to know. But we'll go through several. But the ADL's education website or resource website, basically, again, the arrogance of it, it says it gives the following statistics. It says over 19,000 educators teach about the Holocaust using Echoes and Reflections, which is a publication, a lesson plan from the ADL. Oh, it won't be biased, will it? Over 58 million adults and youth are impacted by the ADL in the United States. And it reaches 300 campuses in 44 U.S. states. Now, do you think the ADL could have done this without some central governing plan like Common Core and all of that accompanying legislation, best practices, and model legislation, do you really think that ADL could have gotten its hands into here, into the education system and so many other things, of both children, adults, and military, CIA, and FBI? Do you really think that it could have done that without a little help? Without a little control, I should say. But here's what I really want to get across to you folks, because this is the worst possible scenario in my book, right here, right now. The ADL promotes something called anti-bias education. Now, what does that mean, anti-bias? Well, I mean, it sounds like it would be a good thing, but of course it's not, because it's coming from the ADL. Says using here's a lesson plan here. It's actually something to teach teachers, I believe. It says using an anti-bias lens to examine early childhood children's books in your program. Okay, so this is open to all teachers and all education specialists, all of those people in those private associations. It says, quote, this is from the ADL website. Unfortunately, the impressions imparted by some books are not always positive and free from, quote-unquote, bias. Learn what teachers can do to take advantage of their early windows of opportunity to prevent the development of prejudice. This webinar is 1.5 hours long. All right, so now what is it talking about here? Let's go a little further, because you know, you probably don't understand yet what they're talking about. But this is the most egregious crime against not only humanity, but history itself. Let's go on. Okay. Again, from the ADL.org/education website. It says the need for an anti-bias curriculum, preparing students to live and work successfully in a pluralistic nation and a global community, requires opportunities for them to engage in curricular content that furthers the ideals of justice and equality upon which the nation was founded. Equality, of course, is not equity. Equality is a political status, and we'll probably get into that in a future show. Anti-bias curriculum provides an understanding of diverse perspectives, strengthens critical thinking skills, challenges the development of emerging biases, and builds skills and motivation to take action against prejudice. Additionally, creating an anti-bias learning environment fosters a positive and open mindset to engage in and learn from curricular content that promotes equality and diversity nationwide. Anti-bias study guides have been prepared for educators by the ADL to use as supplementary materials for students in grades 4 through 12. The guides are available in both intermediate and secondary level. The lessons assist students in exploring societal issues arising from bias, bigotry, and discrimination, building critical thinking skills, increasing understanding of diverse perspectives, and building leadership skills in promoting justice and equality in schools, communities, and society at large. That's the ADL's version of the word bias. That's how it tries to squeak by and not let you know that what it really is saying is that the ADL wishes to ban books. Do you hear me, folks? Anti-bias education or anti-bias learning materials actually means banning books, banning history books, banning all kinds of books. It is a symbolic burning of books, if you will. You understand? This is what happens when a completely biased private organization gets into power and educate your children. So, what's going on here? Let's read a little bit more. The ADL created what's called the World of Difference Institute to further promote and implement a non-biased education. And it describes it as this. The Anti-Defamation League's A World of Difference Institute is a market leader. Oh, market. Remember, education is a for-profit market now in the development and delivery of anti-bias education and diversity training programs and resources, comprised of four distinct departments: classroom, campus, community, and workplace. The Institute's customizable, interactive programs are used by schools, universities, corporations, law enforcement agencies, community organizations throughout the United States and abroad. Did you hear that? Law enforcement agencies, schools, universities, corporations, and community organizations. Okay, talk about a stranglehold. Ongoing evaluation efforts in collaboration with renowned universities, colleges, and foundations ensure and enhance the efficiency of the Institute's offering. Recognizing bias and the harm it inflicts on individuals and society, explore the value of diversity, improve intergroup relations, combat racism, and here you have it. Finally, they say the truth, anti-Semitism, this word that they admit is a trick. It's a trick. And I remember the minister of Israel coming out and saying, oh, yeah, it's a trick. We use it all the time to basically use fallacy. We use a fallacy, an ad hominem, a straw man argument. We say, hey, you're anti-Semitic because you're questioning things. You're questioning how we treat our Palestinians over here in our state. Illegitimate state. Okay. Oh, you're anti-Semitic. What? And of course, in Europe, where it's illegal to talk about the Holocaust in any negative sort of way or challenge its facts, they have made a law that says you can't. In fact, I tried to get a guest who said no, he couldn't come on because he's afraid he'll get arrested if he talks about the Holocaust. Isn't that interesting? That's how you know something is afoot. The Defamation League, another private non-governmental association founded in 1913 to stop, this is its mission statement, to stop the defamation of the Jewish people and to secure justice and fair treatment to all citizens alike. Of course, it always hides behind some other group of citizens. All people must be protected. Yeah. Now, I called this book burning. Why would I do that? Why would I say that the ADL is creating a book-burning opportunity here? Well, let's look at one of the lesson plans. Got to find it first, of course. This is the ADL's attempt to ban Shakespeare. Okay, Shakespeare. Shakespeare is anti-Semitic, all right? Let's see what it says. It says, the lesson plan that the ADL has provided for both schools, grammar schools, high schools, and of course your military soldiers is anti-Semitism and the Merchant of Venice, a discussion guide for educators. So Shakespeare was anti-Semitic. This research tool is for teachers presenting The Merchant of Venice to their students. This guide is not intended as an exhaustive study of the play. Rather, it is a supplement intended to guide an exploration of the problematic issue of anti-Semitism as part of the broader discussion of the play. Folks, this is banning books. We'll be back.
The mission was successfully completed. Reality.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Did you see the frightened ones? Did you hear the falling bombs? Did you ever wonder why we had to run for shelter when the promise of a brave new world unfurled beneath the clear blue sky?
Look, Mummy, there's no place.
Chaos theory, hurricane control, advanced clouds, massive ionospheric heaters, storm-absorbing supergels, nanoscale weather machines.
All right, folks, welcome back. The final segment here. I apologize I didn't take any calls today, but I just thought this was such an important topic. And I please, please, please invite you and beg you to go ahead and go to my blog, realityblogger.wordpress.com, and read the full version of this thing. It is very long and very in-depth. I'm just covering little pieces of it. And you can read the full lesson plan for the anti-Semitic Shakespeare of Merchant of Venice. But I wanted to get back because we read one of the lesson plans earlier in the show, in the beginning of the show, and I want to show you how this coincides with the lesson plan that the ADL is providing here. And it says, the whole purpose of this lesson is about promoting censorship while at the same time promoting freedom of speech. It's a, I don't know, what do you call that? A double entendre. It's a fallacy. Okay. So it says, ask the students to define the word censorship. Lead a discussion on the history of the free speech movement in the United States. Of course, it gives recommendations to research the ACLU and Penn, which is an association of writers. Then it says, lead a discussion with your children on whether students think that censorship is ever appropriate. Did you hear that? Let your kids, your grammar school kids, decide if censorship is ever appropriate. And hey, while you're at it, let's use what we called, what did we call those? We called those, in literature and writing, we called them emotional words. Remember those? Those are the fallacies that they wanted you to use, words that will develop an emotional response. So with censorship, they're going to attach emotional words to it. Lead a discussion with your students on whether they think that censorship is ever appropriate. Have the students debate whether or not censorship of The Merchant of Venice is ever an appropriate response to concerns about the promotion of anti-Semitism or prejudice. Divide the class into two teams. Oh, of course you got to divide everybody into at least two teams, right, left, Democrat, or Republic, right? Into two teams and assign one to argue pro-censorship and the other to argue an anti-censorship perspective. This is how the ADL is infiltrating into the school system. And please, there's a lot of other corporations. Core of India is one of those that is doing the same thing. But most importantly, this is the bread and butter. This is how the ADL is literally altering the perspectives of both history and logic, reason, grammar, rhetoric. All of these things are being warped. It continues with the lesson plan, of course, with a brief history of anti-Semitism. It says, for centuries, Jews have been accused of treacherous acts, including the murder of Jesus, poisoning wells, the ritual murder of Christian children, the bubonic plague, and controlling the media and the banks. Oh, well, gee, imagine that. Trust me, I came from Hollywood. I was a professional sound designer there, and I can assure you that they certainly control the media and all of that. The continual demonizing and scapegoating of the Jew as other highlights, highlights the need to analyze and discuss the depiction of Jews in literature. Without an examination of both historic and contemporary anti-Semitism, students may be left with stereotypical and negative conception of Jews and Judaism. Now, I want to point out the fact that the word Semite actually refers to black Africans and Arabs. Just got to point that out, because that's, of course, not going to be taught in school, because that would ruin the whole thing. Again, it's a trick, according to an Israeli minister. It's a trick. You can watch that video of her talking. It's a trick. We use it to use fallacy to attack the messenger ad hominem so that his message is not heard. If you state that that person is racist, then nobody wants to listen to him, even though they're stating fact. Let me read from the Bible. Heck, why not? Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which they say are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee. That's Revelation 3:9. Hear that? The synagogue of Satan, those who say they are Jews but are not. Anti-Semitism. Semites are black Africans and Arabs. You're starting to get the picture of who this synagogue of Satan is and how they're taking over. Oh, there's more lesson plans, Holocaust education, resilience of anti-Semitism, where they deny the Bolshevik Revolution, the Russian Revolution, Theodore Herzl, the Dreyfus Affair, Zionism, and the First World Zionist Congress in 1897. Those things didn't really happen the way, you know, we think they happen. No, we didn't boycott Germany leading to World War II. No, international Zionism didn't do that. Folks, this is book burning. And I know that's a strange way of describing this, but if you understand what that means, that they're banning a book or attempting to justify the banning of books through what they call censorship and non-bias education. So what other books could they ban? How about the Bible? Oh, wait a minute. That was already banned a long time ago. But the Bible, you know, it says that, well, it doesn't say specifically that the Jews killed Jesus. But interestingly, what it does say is that they used their political power, the Sanhedrin, the political power to force the government of Rome, the occupying government, to do it for them. That's what they specialize in. See, they are specializing now with the Common Core curriculum in forcing you to teach your children through the education system the ideals of international Zionism. That is what's happening here, folks. And I don't know how to get this through to people out there, but this is or should be the final straw. This is not only the aspect of government, not only the way government actually works, where they create, house, and utilize the best practices and standards of their private organizations, non-governmental. But then they allow this type of infiltration, which leads me to believe, in my final conclusion, that this whole thing was set up to be an outlet and a tool for not only corporatism and privatization of the education system, but as an ADL front, as a Zionist front. Now, you can disagree with me all you want. I invite you to go ahead and go to my blog and please, please, please read this article and my past article about Common Core, which is linked in it as well. This is no joke. This is so serious that, you know, Aldous Huxley right now is smiling. I'm gonna end with a quote from Aldous actually. Because, you know, he said it, man. He said it right as it's going to be. I mean, what a brilliant dissertation that he had just in this one sentence. Let's read it. It says, a really efficient totalitarian state would be one in which the all-powerful executive of political bosses and their army of managers control a population of slaves who do not have to be coerced because they love their servitude. To make them love it is the task assigned in present-day totalitarian states to ministries of propaganda, newspaper editors, or the media, and school teachers. He said it. Most men and women will grow up in the education system to love their servitude and will never dream of revolution. Well, folks, I'm going to dream. I'm going to dream tonight and every night that you guys revolt against what we just discussed today. All right, folks, join me tomorrow for Walter Burian, Kaffir1.com, Thursday with Bert, Free Man Bert. We'll see you soon.
With financial uncertainty,